Beginning Hot Dad Out Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year and welcome to the Hot Dad Out Podcast, where normal is not my specialty. If you are new, this is the show where I usually ramble and rant and share my little dad stories or whatever the hell's going on in my head and make fun of weird assholes into the news and tell you about some podcasts that I think you should check out because I like to do shit like that. But because it's the first show of the year, obviously, I kind of decided, you know what, today I'm going to do it differently. Not that it's different than my normal ramblings, but today I'm doing what I basically do every year at this time. And it's my big, I'm going to look back on last year. It's the retrospective of my year episode. Oh my God, it's so, are you so happy? No, really? It's also the time where I kind of look at the things I want to do with the show going forward this year. Because, I mean, it's just kind of what you do at the end of the year, beginning of the year, right? You look back and then you look forward. And it's not so much like me making New Year's resolutions as it is. Okay, yeah, it's pretty much me making New Year's resolutions. But I kind of do this every year, and I've found so much in the past years. I will say, hey, this year I'm trying to do this thing, and I have been saying since day one that I was going to have a co-host, or I was going to have guests, or I was going to try and do all these different things. And between a combination of laziness, timing, and just generally, you know, I have, you know, a family life to contend with. Contend with sounds so negative. I have a family, and I have a, you know, a job and a life that I do have to be, you know, that I'm responsible for. And so that does take a lot of time away from my ability to do this. And so, yeah, a lot of the time I just haven't been able to do the things that I necessarily said I would do or that I wanted to do. And, you know, I mean, everybody fails at different New Year's resolutions, right? My resolutions aren't usually the kind that most people fail at, more for the sake of, because my kind of New Year's resolutions are, hey, I'm going to do this thing with the show and I'm going to do that thing with the show. Most people's New Year's resolutions are, I'm going to go to the gym more. Now, I have zero interest in going to the gym, and I have even less time to do that. I'm pretty sure if I actually went to the gym, I would not be podcasting anymore. But I always figure this is the time of year. I look back, and I'm like, what did I do last year? Not that you don't know, because you've been right here along with me the whole time, because you're just awesome. But, you know, I look back on the year, because it's been, you know, the year is over and the new year has begun. And so, yeah, I'm repeating myself. Oh, well, but yeah, so let's take a look back. Ooh, I don't have any sound effects for this. I feel like I need like the Wayne's World. I need to look back. So yeah. So honestly, I don't even remember all the things that I aimed to do last year. I think the only thing as far as goals that I had set, I think I probably said I wanted to do guests. And yes, I did have some guests on the show this year, which was really awesome. But the only thing that I really succeeded at all of 2018 that was a goal for like a set goal this time last year was that I wanted to be more consistent with the show. I didn't want to miss episodes. And I only missed a handful of shows this year. Either on a case of being sick, and I honestly don't remember how many. I've only missed a handful, and I obviously when I was on vacation, because I was on vacation and I don't pre-record shows. And so yeah, I missed a couple over the summer for vacation, and I was late a few times, more than I'd prefer. But, you know, and it was looking for a while, like my release was going to be on Thursdays instead of Wednesdays, which used to be Tuesdays and now it's Wednesdays because, you know, stuff. But it's, It's funny how, of all the things that I aimed to do for 2018, being more consistent and releasing more regularly is about the only thing that I succeeded at. And it's one of those, I just stubborned myself into it, really, because I don't like missing shows. And I've, over the years, the fact that I've been doing this for about 3.5 years now is kind of mind-boggling. But that at 3.5 years and 130 episodes, that's 130 episodes of the show as numbered in the continuity of The Big Thing. Realistically, I have almost 190. If I stop and look, I think it's 184, I think is the official number. I somewhere in there, mid 180s. But that also accounts for the 2 years of attempting National Podcast Post Month, which I'll get to later. But yeah, I've actually produced much more, and that's also not counting the 40 plus episodes, I think, of Mom and Dad Cuss that we did. Of course, that doesn't count for this show, because, you know, stuff like that doesn't count that way. But yeah, I've done a lot, and you'd think after all this time that, you know, I'd be more consistent, but, you know, it really did take like 2 years to get all that straight and to get my timing and to get the process and to get the whole, it really kind of fell together when I created the format as it kind of exists now with the news stuff and the podcast recommendations. When I finally found that format, it made it easier to stick to the show. And then I do shows like this where, yeah, I just sometimes I break format and I just have a day where I'm just going to talk and I'm just going to share things and I don't necessarily get into all of the other things. But that's just kind of the nature of me, because the show is about me. It's all about me. Don't you know that? It's just feeding my ego. I don't have an ego. If I had a bigger audience, I'd have an ego. I mean, no, I'm talking to you, dear listener. You're my buddy, my pal, the awesome person you are. But yeah, one of those things that I aim to do is be more consistent. And I, for the most part, I did that. But that's all I can say that I succeeded at. But the other thing, and it was kind of like an unspoken goal of mine, was actually the National Podcast Post Month. Because when I tried it in 2017, I got sick. And again, you can go back to talking with Paul Chomo, who listened to the show during that time and first got into the show during that time and heard me half dead on mic for several weeks and said, screw this crap, I'm out. And then later came back because he's an awesome guy who just, I guess, appreciates the fact that I'm just stubborn enough to come on here even when I'm half dead and keep trying this stuff. So, you know, thank you, Paul, for one, for coming back. But this year I did it. And I'm so, even when I got sick this year, but I did it. And I succeeded, even though I had that one day where it was literally like 11:30, 11:45 at night. And I'm sitting there in my car on the phone recording what is the worst show of the year, the entire year. I did it. And I'm so happy that I succeeded, because it's a challenge. It's flat out, it's a challenge. Most people can't do it, period. Again, especially in the format, in the way that I do the show, and that I do record day of, record, release, ta-da. Most people who do daily shows, unless it's like a short form news show, they pre-record. A lot of them might record an entire week of shows in one day and then release throughout the week or whatever. Or, and like I said, unless it's like a news show where here's the news today and da 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 da. That's the shittiest news jingle I've ever heard. It was somewhere between the 5 o'clock news and Indiana Jones. Sorry about that. But that, other than that, you're kind of, most people will pre-record that sort of stuff because it takes time. And even friends of mine who attempted to do this for the year would, they'd plan. They'd have to plan because it's so much work. This is so much work. And so you've got to have some idea what you're doing. Me? No. So that made it so much harder, but I did it. And I'm happy with myself for pulling it off because, like I said before, like back in the beginning of December, that was such a challenge for me, but it also meant that, you know, it was basically almost a year of podcasting experience inside of a month because it was 30 episodes and all the things that I learned. And because of the fact that that all happened while simultaneously working in the podcast editing business that I started up again, jumping to later. But because of all of that, because that all happened in that same time, I was learning new things and experimenting with ways to improve my sound and things like, and that was another thing that happened this year. I mean, I've been, you know, because of doing this for 3 years and because I have friends and such that I have in podcasting now that have enabled me to learn about all of this and the resources and everything out there, I started working as a podcast editor. And, you know, yeah, baby steps. I was working alongside Emily from ePodcast Productions and Story Behind and Hate to Wait because Emily does all the things and I have no clue how she does it. But working with her and her actually helping me get clients of my own and, you know, doing that and working on Leap Like Me, which is currently on break, because she had a baby, you know. Most people, you know, you have a baby, you're going to take a break. So she's on break right now. But all of that experience in doing that, both as an editor and for myself recording so much and tweaking my stuff so much, helped me in both areas because it's improved the general sound quality of this show and it's improved my skills in improving my clients' shows and making them sound better and doing better for them because that is ultimately more important than me sounding good here. Because this show doesn't make me money. Working on those shows does. That is a job that I need to do a better job of than here. Here, this is fun. This is for your entertainment. I realize some days I'm not so entertaining, but, you know, tomato, tomato, asparagus, rutabaga, dunno. Don't ask me where that came from. I don't know. Brain. Anyway. But, you know, sorry, that was, you know, the 2018 side of that. Well, one of the things that I've been trying to do, hell, with it, you know, goes along with both with the business and the show. In 2018, I finally built an official real website for the show. You know, the now frequently mentioned odddeadoutpodcast.com that was, you know, odddeadout.blogspot.com for the last 2 years. Hell, for the first few months, I think it was just a WordPress.com website that I think I killed it. I think I killed that a while back. That because of the nature of the limitations of that place, I only had like the YouTube links to the show, stuff like that. And so, you know, and then I grew and then I grew some more and I've upgraded equipment and the upgraded equipment was a direct result of the editing work because the editing work paid for the new equipment and things like that. So it's all kind of feeding into itself. And that's why I wanted to do it. I mean, in part, it was because podcasting costs money. And let's be fair, I'm never making money off the show directly. That's it. And it's part of why I don't, other than when I you know, talk about, hey, here's what I'm doing, and telling from the personal side of it. You know, I talk about the editing stuff for the personal side of it, not sitting here trying to sell you on it or promote it, really, because you're not listening to me to buy a service. You're not listening to me for ads or whatever. You're listening to me, for the stories, for the ramblings, for the skits out weirdo vegetable moments. You know, you're listening to me for, oh, look, squirrel. So that's not to hear me try and sell you on a thing. The only thing I'm going to try and sell you on is you should check out this other podcast that I think is really funny. That's about all I got for you. But, you know, I want to grow that business. And of course, the first step in that is I've got to build a website. Granted, the first step probably should have been got the website. Now I've got clients. Now I need a website because I don't have a place to direct people to. I bought the domain a while back, but I need a place to send people to who want to look for me and see my stuff. And also because, you know, the whole editing thing and the wanting to do voice acting thing. And, you know, I've done a couple of parts for 2000 DC. I did so funny because Chris the Mole Man changes his show so frequently. I did an intro for his show and then he changed the show again. So that's gone. But in the time since then, I've gotten better at this. My audio has gotten better. My mixing has gotten better. Again, a lot of that in credit to 30 days of podcasting and changing software and things like that. But, you know, I've learned a lot in this time and I'm better at what I do, but I'm trying to do voiceover work and do voice acting. And there are a ton, and I love like the audio drama stuff, and I want to try out audiobook narration. And if you are a Patreon member, patreon.com/odddadout, why not? Shameless plug. I think I'm going to start, and I haven't added it officially into the rewards officially, more because I haven't gone in and added the lines to say, hey, I'm going to start. You're going to get, you know, first crack at some audiobooks that I'm practicing on, mostly just practice narration. Just like right before Christmas, I released me reading The Night Before Christmas. Like, why? Because I own the book. But it also seemed fitting. But it's something that I want to do. And what better way to practice my audiobook narration skills than to give that to you as a Patreon reward, because I don't record extra content otherwise. It's just not something I do. You know, other people record bonus episodes and things like that, or release early. I can't release early. Again, record day of. But you can get that. It's a fun thing if you enjoy that thing. It's more for the sake of, hey, I'm doing this thing. I need to practice this thing. Let's send it out to those people who support me, because I don't have a lot to offer as far as Patreon goes. I don't. You know, you get up there, I start sending you stickers and stuff like that. But really, it's not something that I don't have a lot to offer, because I give you all of the things here. So when I do extra stuff like that, like the books, like if I record a song or something like that, that's where it goes. It goes to the patrons, because these are the people that financially support me, and I think they deserve a little something more than, hey, you're awesome, thanks a lot for that. So I want to start doing that, and I want to start doing more of those, and I want to find like a thing once a month to do, both for the show and for patrons, because again, the patrons deserve something extra for their support. And it also means, hey, there's an incentive if you are somebody who is interested in the weird whatever the hell I'm doing. It's something. But it's also a matter of, you know, I want to do more. I want to do more with the show besides me sitting here rambling for 30, 40, 50, however long every week. But one of the things, and I've said it before, because I started doing it back in November, I want to do guests. And I said I wanted to try and have guests every month. Well, that is still my goal. I want to try and have like a once a month, have a guest come on to just have a chat, because that's kind of part of, it's something I've wanted to do for so long. And doing that in November and realizing I can do this, it is possible for me to do this. Now, as it stands, I've only talked to other podcasters. Like, why? Because that's easy to record. Because when you're working with other podcasters, it becomes very simple to go, here you go. You record on your end, I record on my end. Send me the track. I line it up. Have a nice day. Even when, say, the internet goes out on one side and we were recording at different times and fun stuff like that, and I have to line up tracks and I have to do fun stuff, that's fine. I now edit podcasts as a job. So it's, yes, it's a trick, but it's also one of those, find what you were doing and just go with it. The end. But anyway, all of that aside, it's something I want to do. I want to have more guests on. I want to have at least like a once a month guest to come on. Not necessarily, oh, first week of the month, I'm going to have a guest. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe it's the last, maybe it's a, when I have a time for a guest, but I want to do one once a month, and I want to do one bonus thing for patrons once a month going forward as a thing to reward you for being awesome enough to part with your money for my benefit, or just as a bit for the benefit of the show, you know. But and that's just kind of the thing, is that I want to do more, because I've been doing this for so long and I've been wanting to make more of the show than just me rambling, because then it gets stale. And I've had so much fun in changing things up, and there's so many people I want to talk to. And it was kind of crazy that in the course of a month I had three different guests. Really? Because I'm sorry, I'm blank. It was Derek, it was Paul, it was Heather, and I've had Chris from Play Comics in line. I've been waiting, and I intended to have him on last month, but again, holidays just made it really difficult to do. But I do intend to have him coming up soon, probably, well, should be this month. I need to talk to him, which I'm sure as he listens to this, my phone will go ping, and he'll be like, so when are we going to do this thing? And now that I said that, he's probably going to use those exact words. Or not, because I said it. I don't know. Maybe he wants to be defiant. I don't know. But but I have a list. I actually have a list from previously when I said, hey, I want to start doing guests. Who wants to be on the show? And it kind of, like, I have the list. And the list is sitting there, and I haven't reached out to anybody other than those that have already been on. And Chris. And but it's, again, it's a thing that I want to do because it's fun and it's different. And it's not only fun and different, it also is an exercise in my editing ability, because interviews are a big different thing, or just guests and having multiple people talking is a very different experience than doing this solo. If it's me, I make a mistake. I cough, I sneeze. You know, the boys walk in the room, the dog barks, something like that happens. I can stop recording immediately, cut it out, go on my merry way. You are none the wiser. But if all that, any of those things happen while I'm on a call and am I having a conversation with somebody else, that just got to roll through. That's just got to roll through, and that's got to get edited out later, and I've got to fix it, and I've got to correct it, and you know, whether or not I can correct it, you know, however that happens. But it's a whole different process. And so it's been fun. It's been fun learning. And that is so much the thing. I love learning. I love learning new things. And until I started editing other people's podcasts, you know, it's one thing to edit yourself. It's another to edit somebody else who you don't know their verbal tics necessarily, or you don't have that same rhythm. And so, you know, or like the difference with editing somebody else who, you know, the host, you're familiar with the host and their verbal tics and their speech patterns. And what every time, you know, that every time there's a breath, there's like a big breath, there's going to be an or a whatever right after it. You know that you see a big, you know that. You see it. And when you're an editor and you've seen it, next thing you know, there's those editors who can sit there and probably make out what words are and make out an entire sentence by looking at a waveform because they're psycho like that. I'm not like that, but I can make out some stuff. But learning that, and like, yeah, you learn the hosts that you work with, and then you learn from there. You still have the guests to deal with and things like that. And so you start learning, and I love the learning and the learning and the predicting speech and the learning tricks to clean things up. And like one of the funnest things, I know, funnest word, I don't care. One of the funnest things I've done as an editor was, and I wasn't supposed to be doing this to this level. It was really supposed to be cut out the major stuff, you know, do the rough cuts kind of stuff, and then let the other editor finish up and do the fine tuning and stuff like that. But one of the things that I did is I literally pieced a word together. It was a case of just got to cut this out here, got to cut this out here, splice and rearrange, and completely rearranged a sentence and created new words using sounds within those sentences, because the sentence itself was gibberish and didn't make sense the way it was originally stated, and it just sounded bad. So I literally hack and slashed and reworded a sentence to make it make more sense and be more intelligible. I couldn't have done that a year ago. I really don't think I could. But I've been listening to other people long enough that I can sit there I'm just leaving that in there because, ta-da, me. That's part of me. You hear the blah, blah, blah. But I don't say blah, blah, blah. I only say blah, blah, blah when I'm saying I don't say blah, blah, blah. Hotel Transylvania 2. Shut up. Anyway, but I think a big part of it is coming from the fact that because I grew up in a radio family, so I've always listened to people's voices, and I sit there and nitpick. And I nitpick as a podcaster. I listen to people's, you know, I don't care for verbal tics. I don't necessarily, they don't bug me. Unless they're like obnoxious, where it's the guy who says every 5 seconds. And the likes don't bug me unless you've got that Valley Girl upspeak. But even for, like I said, with Kim and Kat Stay Alive, they've kind of got a little bit of the Valley Girl upspeak. But within their show, within the context of their show and the characters that they portray on the show, it works. It's just it. And I think everybody plays a character, you know, and I've said this before, you are your most you, especially in this, in me monologue-y type format. You are your most you on your podcast, but you're also just one part of you. You are the character of you that exists in that show. The character of me that exists in this show does not sound like me who exists outside of here. And I mean that in the most literal sense. And it's one of those things where, you know, pulling back the audio curtain. Sorry, Emily. Pulling back the audio curtain. I don't sound like this. And I mean that in the sense of when I turn on the mic and I start the music and everything starts going, my voice pitches up. And I've realized this strictly because of having to do a sound test at the beginning of the show. Just to make sure that I've got like the mic level set right, I'll start talking. Let's see if I can do this. So I'll just start talking and I sound like this, and it's just a more down-tuned, and I think it's where people say that I have a deep voice, is that my normal speaking voice is down here. And a little more raspy, I guess. I don't know, listening to it now. but I'm down here. And me off is down here. And so then I turn on the music. And it's a subtle thing. But I turn on the music and now I'm up here. And I'm suddenly a little more effervescent, maybe. I don't know. But, and I guess it's just more of an excitable me. I turn on the exciting switch a little bit, and that's what I sound like. Normally, I'm not this excitable. What can I say? I have to be a little more on when the mic is on. And believe me, it was actually very difficult for me to dial it down there for a minute. But, you know, other than serious situations, for the most part, mic is on, I'm up here. But what's funny about up here is that up here is louder than down here. And so when I'm down here, I look at it again, pulling back that audio curtain. When I'm sitting here and I'm looking at my volume is too quiet. And I'm like, well, shit, I'm not loud enough. Turn up the volume on the mic, turn everything up. And then the music starts and I turn on and I come back up to here. And next thing I know, I'm blowing out the microphones because that's how audio works. And I've become aware of this very recently. I've always known I have a speaking voice. I've always known that I have that turn on the radio voice, regardless of whether or not I want to. And Rihanna makes fun of me every time because I am completely aware that when the music starts and I start the show and when I do the outro at the end of the show, that I go into full on radio voice. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today? We're going to have a great day on here. WWWW. Somewhere that's a radio station, right? There's got to be a WWWW, and I'm not about to look it up right now. If anybody out there feels like looking it up and tell me, tweet me at odddadout on Twitter and on the Facebook and all the stuff. Let me know. Is there a WWWW? Is that enough? WWW. Yeah, that's four of them. Or you know, I'm not going to do it in out here in the west of the country. It's KWWW or whatever. Because I wasn't about to make it all K's, because then you start getting into racist territory. So, but next thing you know, you got white hoods knocking on your door because you mentioned a few too many K's in a row. But anyway, but back on subject. Was there a subject? Anyway. But yeah, I just, you know, that's what you listen to me for. You listen to me for those, where the hell am I going with this moments? Not because I'm teaching you shit, unless you want to know how to make mac and cheese. In case, go back and check out the National Podcast Post Month stuff, which is also, just for reference, linked in the show notes. But if you see where it says Napod Puma, yeah, I put an accent on it because I don't know. God, that's the worst French accent in the world. Yeah, I think that's the worst French in the world. Sorry, anybody, everybody, all of France. I apologize to all of France right there. Almost sound like Yvette from Clue. But, yeah. God, I sidetracked myself so far, I don't know where I had. But, yeah, I just want to do more. That's it. I'm going to jump back there. But I'm learning. I love to learn. I love to learn more stuff, and learning to do more of this and getting into more stuff, not only is it going to help me here on the show, help me as in the editing business, but all of this also helps me in the whole want to do voiceover recording and audio drama and audiobook narration and all of those things. It'll all help me everywhere. And that's the big goal. And I've said it before, the goal being to make my life on mic. To be able to sit here at my desk in a little sound booth that I make and be making my living here instead of having to go out for 8-10 hours a night, especially right now because it's fucking cold in the winter. Side note, it was 30 fucking degrees this morning. 30 degrees. For the rest of the world, that's -1. That is -1 degrees in other parts of the world. But yeah, it was fucking cold this morning in Phoenix. Just saying. And I work during those hours of the night when it's that damn cold. So I'd much rather not. I'd much rather be able to sit here in my, you know, warmed, nice, heated home at my desk, sitting here in my pajamas on a cushy seat, which I need to get a more cushy seat because this thing is a pain in the ass, literally. But and do my job here. That is the goal. And I'm not trying to make money off this show. I've said that before. But to be able to work in this business and make enough money so that I don't have to get up at 5 o'clock at night and drive an hour to an office and then spend my entire night working so that I can help support the family. I'd much rather prefer to help support my family by staying home and being with my wife and kids and working, you know, on my own schedule for the most part, but being able to work home, to be at home and work so that I can do this thing and make money with this microphone that I've spent money on and maybe others that I will need to spend money on, but that's moving forward. But that's the goal. And I want to get to a point where I can do that. And we can buy a house and we can do the things and I don't have to go out all night in the freezing damn cold because it's freezing damn cold at night in the winter, or, you know, it's when it's 95 degrees overnight in summer or whatever, I can stay home and I can work at home. That is the goal. But you know that because you've been listening to me for a while and you know that I want to stop working away and be working at home. Because doesn't everybody, unless you just hate being home, but I want, everybody kind of wants that. And it's not even the, I have that entrepreneurship like drive. It's really the, I want to work. I want to stay home and be able to support my family. I want to be able to do this and be in this podcasting thing and make a life for myself and for my family. That's what the goal is. I don't know. But I know I've got more to do. I know I've got, you know, for the voiceover stuff, I've got training to do. I really want to make moves in doing that. I want to do more work, get the website built for Odd Dad Out Voice Productions, really get it built up so that when, you know, you can go there. And my vision for it is, because I do podcast editing and the goal is to do voiceover, and so when I go there to, you could go there and say, hey, I want to hire a podcast editor. Hey, I want you to record a voice for me, or blah, 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 whatever. That I want to build it so you can do those things. And it's all just a matter of, hey, what do you want to do? How much do you, you know, what are we talking about? But I need the website and I got to do the work. And it's, again, websites take time. I mean, it took me forever to really dial in the website for the show. And even that, I'm looking at tweaking and retooling and adjusting because there's just some things I'd like it to do that I currently just, it just doesn't do. And so I want to fix it and I want to do the things. And I'm having to learn things like CSS coding so that I can change some things on the website and not others. And, you know, stuff like that. That's all. And it's all just a lot of back end trying to do more for the show and then applying those skills to grow the business, grow the show, grow the business, all those things. All of this is on my plate for 2019. And again, grow the show, grow the business, do have guests on the show, have content for Patreon supporters, you know, make some more money. That's the thing. I just want to do all the things, don't you? But, you know, maybe I've given you enough of my rambling, but I will give you a taste of what is coming up. What I can tell you is coming up this year, because there's been a lot of shows that I've wanted to talk about and I haven't yet. And it's one of those things where there's a lot of podcasts that I've listened to or that I've just started listening to. And so there's going to be a lot of new shows coming up, and it may happen that I may start doing more reviewy type shows, more on the basis of something recommended to me. I check it out, I give my opinion on it. And again, if it's a show I just cannot stand, I'm not going to come on and skewer it. But I think I may start doing some just more traditional reviews on the basis of I only listen to so many shows. That's it. I can only listen to so many shows. And so up to this point, my whole thing has been, if I don't actually listen to it, I don't recommend it. I don't feature it. Well, you get to a certain point where you kind of run out of stuff. And even though I do pick up new shows and I do listen to new shows all the time, I may not stick with them necessarily, and I may not stick with them long enough to feature them. And so what I do want to do is maybe start taking on some more recommendations from you. And I've been saying this for a while, but if you have a recommendation for me, if there's a show that you think I should check out, first off, if you have a show recommendation, tell me. You want to tell me what you love about the show, what you don't like, whatever, send me an email, show@odddadoutpodcast.com, or again, hit me up on Twitter or Facebook at odddadout. You can do those things. Join the Twisted World of the Odd Dad Out Facebook group. Again, links are all in the show notes. I've been trying to get them in there every week. But do go to these places. Tell me what shows you like and shows that you think I should check out. Because, you know, I do this every week where I tell you what I think you should check out. Who am I? I've got my taste. You have yours. So tell me what you think I should check out. And then I'll check them out. And I think that's what I want to do as far as that segment goes for the year. There's still going to be the, I'm listening to this and I think you should check it out. But I really want to turn it into a fan recommendation segment, because it can't all be about me. So much of the show is about me that I want it to be about you. I want to turn that segment over to you. And so I think what I want to do as far as this segment goes, and I'm completely pulling this out of my ass right now. Congratulations. You did it. I want you to take over this segment. If you want to send me an audio clip of, hey, I like this show, and you telling me about it, great. If you want to just say, hey, you should check out this show, and email me or text me or ping me on Twitter or Facebook or whatever and say, hey, I like this show, you should check it out, tell, you know, whatever. Maybe I should do, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. I'm going to take these, and if I get 500, if I got 500 suggestions, holy shit, my audience isn't that big, so somebody out there is spamming me. But my one rule has always been, don't promote your show. That's always my rule. But what are you listening to? What do you like? What do you think I should listen to? Tell me what I should listen to. And then I will give my honest feedback, what I like, what I don't like. And I will tell them what you said and why you think I should listen to this and why you enjoy it, because I want to know why you enjoy this show. It gives me perspective. And that's why I do what I do, is because I want you to have, you know, me saying, hey, I like Ice in the Face, I also like Sunshine and Power Cuts and The Story Behind and Varmints and Play Comics and Sometimes Geek, all these wild different shows, or Leap Like Me. And yes, I was introduced to Leap Like Me because I work on the show, but it's not a show I would have thought I would listen to before. And it's a show that I was introduced to through the host and all of that. But it's a show I thoroughly enjoy listening to. And as an editor, it's the best thing in the world. It's when you enjoy working on the show, you enjoy listening to it. But, you know, I want to be introduced to more shows by recommendation. So I want your recommendations. And I realize I've been rambling this way for a while now. I want your recommendations. Tell me what to listen to. And I want to turn, like I said, I want to turn this segment into your segment. I want this to be your segment. So send me your recommendations. And I think I'm going to set up some sort of a thing to like auto request, say, give me your recommendations. Maybe make it a day of the week in the Facebook group or something. I don't know, because why not? But you know, I want you to have more input on the show rather than just telling me what you think or whatever. I want your input. You know, what do you want me to listen to? I'm giving this segment to you, and I've said that before, but you didn't answer. So you're going to answer this time. Grumble, grumble. So that's what I want to do. More guests, patron stuff, you telling me what to listen to, and doing some more traditional reviews. And that is what I want for 2019. You know, more work, more fun, more expansion, more interaction. I want to reach out and touch you. Ah, okay, that sounded wrong, especially with the weird Dracula voice thing there. I don't know. But I'm going off the rails. But it's been so much fun. I do enjoy still having these long ramble session episodes, because I don't know where they're going to go necessarily. But, you know, that's just me. What can I say? But thank you for putting up with me this far. Jesus. You know, I've said it a bunch of times already. You can catch all of the past episodes. Go to odddeadoutpodcast.com. Subscribe to the show. I've got a bunch of links right there on the top. Or you can click the little button that says subscribe up top. And there's a bunch more places there, including Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, iHeartRadio, Spotify, tons of places you can listen. Share it with your friends. Let them know what weird the fuck I am. And while you're there, if you want to be awesome and support the show, you can buy yourself a hoodie or a coffee mug. Just click the little Odd Dad Out gear tab up there. You can buy all sorts of fun jazz. Or just donate on Patreon. Of course, I've said it before, patreon.com/odddadout. Or click the little link. It's all right there on the homepage, odddadoutpodcast.com. All of these places and all of these things, it's all right there for you, including the Facebook and the Twitter and the Instagram, of course, @odddadout. Again, it's all in the show notes, too. So much I'm throwing at you right now, you're not going to remember it all. But that's okay, because like I said, it's all in the show notes. But until next week, I will be back with more recommendations, more stuff, more weird news shit, and more mindless rambling. And until then, I'm still Adam Higgins, the Odd Dad Out. Thank you, and Happy New Year.